This is day number two of the 10th year, August the 18th, 1996. Greetings, Commander.
Are we okay? You see, you've come to rejoice and to share some radiance. I come in service to God, as do all of you, or you wouldn't be here, even if you don't understand it. The children, of course, don't understand it. They know it. And they're going to live their lives exactly as they're supposed to. There's something about the Native Americans that is very, very special. Their children are invited to everything. Our children are invited to everything. And that makes us family. Our room is full. Some of you can see your brothers. Some of you can't. It was filled to overflow yesterday. All of you think that you will come up to this barrier, hop over it, and suddenly it is a different world. What you're going to wake up to on that other side is exactly where you left off on this one. And very, very many earthbound energies only make it into that astral plane, and they are what is called earthbound. I am Hatton. I come in my father's name, Aton. And you see, on your place, that has a meaning to some in ancient Egypt. The one light to Kanchila, Wakantanka, Ondogi, or Doji, depending on how and where you originate. There's no great mystery about God. You make everything a great, mysterious thing. But because you are, and you are such intricate, complicated pieces of machinery, come on, just look at yourself. Look at an infant born. Even infirmity, infirm cellular structure is a miraculous, miraculous thing. And God has blessed us greatly, this little group, this little family. And you're in every part of the world now. We're not interested particularly in ETs. We have a job to do. We're sent to do it. And there are a lot of people around to share and help do it. And it's very difficult not to take what we know, hold somebody down with, you know, eight people and pour down their throat and stuff in the cork. But that really doesn't cause a person to change one's mind. Seeing obviously helps. But there's something your mind controllers know. Let it come from an authority, an expert. Little Crow touched on it yesterday. Let it get published. Let's just run it in the print as an authority's writing. Make it nonfiction or documentary. Publish it and repeat it over and over again, and people will believe it. It doesn't matter whether it's true or a lie. So we don't struggle and we don't fight against anyone who is not interested in hearing what we have to say. Because, quite frankly, we are totally uncomplicated. God puts a lot of conditions on our behavior. But he doesn't withhold from us because we don't measure up. And all of your licenses to do something may indicate that you've learned something, although I would guess that in the Bar Association you really haven't learned much. especially about law. You've learned a lot about law cases and how to win in spite of everything else. And the longer you practice it, the more you get away with that is totally illegal and unlawful. And by the time they get to be elderly on those benches, they're totally corrupt because they've had so much total power. And that's just part of the world that we live in. So what are we going to do? Take our Uzi machine guns and go shoot everybody? I don't think so. That's not the way you win a war. They told you that's the way to win a war. It isn't. I was honored yesterday to have Little Crow come and share because Little Crow's got a major, major journey in front of him in the next little while. So please, support him any way you can. I don't think you understand how much. Just a little genuine card of love. I'm with you, brother. Thank you. We can't all be the mouthpiece. Who in the world wants all those mouthpieces? And it's an uncomplicated lesson to be taught. And I will take exception with him because some lessons do have to take place. And mostly those are simply regarding earth and human manifestation in the physical form. Because you're blind. And they have trained you. And therefore, in training, there has to be a teaching that allows you to change your opinion. You don't necessarily change your opinion. It allows you other viewpoints, and then you can pick the one that inside yourself with the conditions of God, you know, is right. It's an exciting time. How would you like to be Bill Clinton today? Big birthday party, 50 years old. How would you like to be him today? They just crashed his plane, bringing back all his stuff from his big vacation. And they're not saying too much about that crash in Wyoming, are they? And yet 9 people died. Now who got on that plane to get back to Washington that they really wanted out? And what kind of lesson do you think they gave Bill Clinton? And how long do you think Bill Clinton thinks he has? Will he make it to 51? Is a big one today. He's been in charge of the eradication squad. And now, my goodness gracious alive, they've started on him. They're working all the way around him. It is a dangerous time to be a politician. Can we manage? Okay. I don't want to talk so much today about heinous things around on your earth. There's so much wonder, so much marvel. We could have Dave or Eric or anyone get up here and talk all afternoon on just some simple things of sharing from Baba. And I could spend 2 days talking about Baba, as in Sathya Sai, versus Babaji. I could talk for hours on Mahatma Gandhi. She wasn't ready. Mahatma Gandhi. You see, many called him Gandhiji. But Gandhiji was as typical and hard-nosed a communist as you will ever find. Surprise? No. Because God's people feel that all are equal. And you shouldn't have somebody dying in the gutter while you have all this. Now, I'm not suggesting that if you have someone dying in the gutter that you go feed them cake. That's Marie Antoinette. This is afternoon tea break. But even then, please understand something. Charity begins there, not welfare. What are you going to do? Call the people pound and say there's somebody dying over here in the gutter? Well, check his welfare card. Does he have Medi-Cal? How is his insurance coverage? Well, he's pretty hungry. I don't think he's got insurance. Well, then let him die. I mean, after all, hospitals have to survive too. Whatever happened to Flossie Nightingale? And yet, when you have the masses around the world that you have, when you do get down to socialism and communism, you better know the difference. Because communism will come along and tell you, my need is as important as your ability to produce. And therefore, because we are equal, I don't have to do a damn thing but take yours because you're producing and I'm not. So you have become a welfare world. Only in most countries, that means dying if you're on the welfare dole. Now, what your country in the United States of America and probably all over the world, you see, as this incredible socialistic fascist tidal wave comes over everybody, was to get you sucked in. And you are. And there's nothing wrong with being sucked into a system. Just know that it's coming. Know that it's coming to be different. The entire purpose of a massive welfare system is to let you support the system while they bring in the myriads of people onto the welfare system until you can't afford it anymore and cut it off. You're going to have riots, murders, thefts. It will be an incredible time of chaos. And what will the government do about the hungry children that have been on welfare? They're going to take them. They will become state wards. And when you put them into big communes, orphanages, if you will, state ward cottages that will hold thousands, you will produce robots. So wouldn't it have been better to teach these young people the right kind of birth control, and that is responsibility. Abortion doesn't cut it. Murdering doesn't cut it. But you're in for all of those things if things are not turned around. Now, I move into this subject because we must talk about spirituality. And sometimes it's fun to even talk about the spirits. You know, I'm not sure about poltergeist and a few of those interpretations of the monsters that come after you. But there are some incredibly great teachers. Maharaji is a great teacher. Do they teach the same thing that we teach? When it comes to God, they do. And if they don't, you better look at them very, very carefully. And I should take the time to make sure we play this tape of Tex Mars, who is an evangelist from Texas, and his confrontation and his bitterness about Bo Gripes, who the rise and fall of a warrior. Well, Bo Gripes asked me personally, what the hell kind of warrior are you? And I told him I'm one that wins, of course. And why do I have Teddy sitting up here? You don't know him, do you? Wes got to know him. They traveled a long, long way. And what in the world am I doing with a total stranger? He's no stranger. He's only a piece of the family come home. But he's got some tails that'll curl your hair. And I'm not going to let him have the walking stick long enough. I'm going to hold the talking stick. Because Teddy will get the talking stick and he won't give it back. And you won't want him to. He's been to places in this world where we come and go. He's been to places in this world where this master teacher that you want to call Jesus, Emmanuel Isu, Isa, Isa, you call him whatever you like, walked and taught long after you thought they crucified him and killed him. Here is another thing about your ridiculous interpretations of the Bible, and you'll find this with the ones who come around to your door. The true interpretation of what they did to this Jesus, he wasn't given this name for 30 years after, you know, he was gone out of the country. And that was your Saint Paul. It wasn't even Saint Paul, it was Saul of Tarsus, the greatest enemy the Christ ever had. Now, did he evolve to be the greatest teacher Christianity ever had? Well, you look at Christianity and tell me. You look at Christianity and tell me, was Paul a success or a failure? And I'll guarantee you, he was a success. He put down women. He taught it as he wanted it taught. Was that okay? Sure, you let him get away with it. Why not? But you're going to have to understand some truths out of all of this before we can move on. And you would think, well, why are we drawn here? Well, Teddy's going to tell you. It's more than a 2.5-mile crystal formation under this hill. It's more than the ancient artifacts under Tocantula's hill up here. And Tocantula said, this is for my son, Little Crow. Only his name was not being called Little Crow. He said, you are to tell him to get up here on the morrow. This was one day long ago, and I'm not going to give you details because this is the most sacred ground ever to be walked on this globe. But I'll tell you, Carl Bryant was up the next day. And there were lightning strikes, and all of you who want your signs, there was a clear sky, and it came a downpour right on the car. And when they got over to look at the big Asadurian barn that most of you will have flown over, everybody's going to get out. And Carl said, not me. If the rest of you are insane, go right ahead. But what does it take to get your attention? Rain from no clouds? Lightning striking less than 10 or 15 feet from you? When God speaks, he speaks. You better be listening, because it won't be like you expect. Now, your job is to tell everybody I'm right. Give him a microphone. He's agreed to introduce himself.
He's got the microphone and a fresh battery.
And I got the stick.
My dear brothers,
hold it, please, close to you.
We've been all strangers before. No one knowing each other. Did we? No. What this hand push us to come in this place? From every place of the earth. I am from Canada. I am all over the world. I know every place in the earth I've been. But this thing is it. Some hand pushed me here. And if you believe, this hand is was from the most underground people. The most unworthy people. But these unworthy people pushed me to this man, there. Wes. And Wes is the one who introduced me to this place here. You see how God works? You see God brings his people in a way he wants to bring them? Mysterious ways. Understandable ways. This is God. Do we know? Do we feel him? No. Why? We don't know him. If we know him, we will be sick. We will be diseases. We will be wars. We will be disharmony. Will it be peace, harmony, and love in everyone? Do we have love? Tell me anyone here. Do we have love?
Some do.
Some do.
I do.
You do. That's the thing. Is love is for all to express. God asks, love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. What you got, give me, and I give you everything after. Do you give this? That's the way he wants. When somebody says, I want God. No. I want the truth. No. You find the truth. But it's not only to find the truth to set you free. You must learn the truth, practice the truth. You understand me now?
Yes.
That's the way it is. Learn and practice. Not only read the book. If you wanted to become a carpenter, you read the book. Practice makes you perfection. Never mind how many books you read. Never mind what you read, what you hear about that. You must experience your own self what is the grace of God. You understand me now? That's what it is. If I say to you is this, 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 there will be nothing. God is inside you. You must find him. When you find him, you know him. That Jesus said, my Father who dwells in me and you and in everyone. He didn't say, I am the Son of God. I am separated from you. We are all the same. We didn't say, you are black, you are white, you are yellow, you are... No. You are mankind. One man, one God. You understand me now? That's what is it. Man must understand that God is inside him. He never left him. Man left God. I tell you one thing. How powerful is the ocean? Is it powerful? It is. Take a cup of water of ocean. What strength has it got? Tell me, what this cup of water gets strength? Nothing. Why? Because it's away from the power of source. Put them back again to get the same power. Same thing is men. Away from God, you get weak, sick, old, dead. Go back again to God. You gain the power of your Father, of your Creator. You become one with him. And you be like Jesus said, me and my Father, we are one. I don't talk myself now. I talk my Master who teaches me these things. And he said to me, when you go, I am teaching through you. I will talk. Not you. I will talk. And look why he pushed me to come here in this way. To be today with all of you. To share this experience with all of you. So you can see that when you hit the wall, you must turn back to the light. All this experience, all these calamities, all these diseases, all these wars, all these disturbances that exist in this world come only because of us. We create them, not God. Religions, they make their own big mistake. They don't know what they say. God is love and fear. No. God is one. He's love. But he put fear. For you to fear. No. Don't have to fear God. You have to love God. You give love, you get love. God is like the sun. The sun gives his rays all over the world. He didn't say you are bad, you are good, you are black, white, red, yellow. Did he? No. He gives to all. But if you hide inside in a hole, it's not God's fault that he comes not on you. You are the one who makes a separation. Not God. He's here all the time. You see the electricity? You see the result. Do you? Do you see the current? No. Touch it. Touch it. And you feel the power. That time you're going to know that God is inside you. When you're making the connection with him. Making the connection and you say, yes, he is my Father in me. Now I don't need nobody. You're sick. You're going to the doctor. And you put yourself in a table there to cut you into pieces. And after they say, I'm sorry, medicine done anything you can do. Now you are in the hands of God. Why you don't put first your body in the hands of God? And you go to limitations. Because you don't know him. You don't know his power that is inside you and he can make you heal from everything you got. You see me here? If somebody know, all people, they know me, they say, you impossible to be in this condition in this 75-year-old. No way. You're supposed to be in a wheelchair or dead. That's right.
It's called a dead zone.
You know? Exactly. I fall 6 stories down. I broke nothing. One little crack. Car passed over me and cut me into pieces, my pelvis. I'm making myself with the power of him. I fall in a scaffold, like that, in a steel, from 7 stories. Nothing happened. They put me in a case. I say, no, take me out. I went home and I beat like a robot, like that. I couldn't sit down. I can't stand this thing. This is limitations. No, I said. I go back to Dr. Spencer and Martin and say, take him out. They say, no, we can't take him out because we're making the compensation to make you rehabilitation. I say, no rehabilitation, nothing. I sign. This is my life, I say. I sign. You got no responsibility. Because I don't trust anything. I trust him. I was in the war 5 years. Nobody knows where I am. From 14 years old. I've been battles inside body to body. Everybody says, we saw him killed there. The other one saw him killed there. I was rewarded 5,000 gold pounds. Anyone find me, kill me. The Germans, the Italians, the Bulgarians, the communists. Who hid me from them? Because I present the truth. I never steal anything from anybody. I give to people. Because I know what is truth and what is freedom of man. You don't know what means freedom because you didn't have here Germans, Italians, communists, Bulgarians. You didn't to find out what means freedom. Do you know what means freedom? No. Only when you experience, you know what means freedom. Do you know you go out of the door and you say, hey, come on here. Bam. Your life is in a threat. But him present himself to my mother. And she got me like that. I was in a place where we in 14 people inside. And a bomb fall inside there. 14 people, mashed potato. Me, nothing. No one's got. What happened? I was in a battle where my friend died. And I get so fed up. I say, no way, I don't want to live anymore. I was so attached to them. I can't stay anymore. I get the machine gun and I get it open. 3 machine guns, they hit me. No one hit me. The bullets, I hear the bullets come around me, not touch me. Can you believe these things? That's what is it. This is God. Because he got me to make an emission. To teach people. One time, we've been in the North Macedonia. It was a blind woman. And everyone going inside there, they say, she can say your future. I go there, I say, no, not me, I go to somebody, the other friends. They say, what he can say? He says, be aware from the beasts. Be aware from the beasts, he says. And she tell me, go. She says to the other one, be aware from the water. And he go, this is crazy. I said, I want to find something, I said. I said to a man, another, the owner of the coffee shop, give me your ring, I say. I get the ring and I put it in my finger. And I go inside. She's blind. She's blind. See, I give my, say, give me your hand. She touched my hand. This does not belong to you. No woman is belong to your name. You going to be light. She said, I didn't know what means light that time. I was 16 years old. I didn't know what means these things, what I learn now. You're going to leave this place not by sea, not by land, by, let's say, bed. And I'm the only one who immigrated to Canada, 16 people with plane. Can you understand these things? And she said to me, the death gonna fly around you, but never touch you. And that's what's happened. There, this accident, this accident, this accident, this accident, this accident, nothing. Why? Because I believe in him, in me. I develop stones in my gallbladder, full bag of stones. And plus, I got hydatic cyst. Is there any doctor here who knows what is hydatic cyst? It's echinococcus. It's a worm inside my liver. I didn't know. But I make it my meditation, and I feel something blocked there. The meridian was blocked. And I go there to the doctor, I say, I want to see what is something going on. They make an ultrasound. Man, he says, you got full of bag of cold blood. Okay, I say, what else? You must go to operate. No way, say, you put me in a table. No way. I go 1 month later, check me, I say. They check, what happened? You are the doctor, I say. Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened. I said, I don't know. Well, that's what you know. Because you don't know this power that makes this work. You don't know this power, you're making everything in your blood, your body works. You see only the organ. But not the energy that goes and makes this organ work. That's why you cut people like butchers now. No. You can't do it, don't do it. Because you don't know the cause. If you don't know the cause, you can't make the fixing, the repair. Can you? No. You got a car. If you don't know what is the cause of the car or the problem, can you fix it? No. Same thing is them. They can fix it. But you be the victim. Why? You believe in them. They're going to fix you. Did you see fix anyone? No. What are they doing? You got diabetes. We got the leg. They have only the topper. There. Cut this. Cut that. Cut that. Cut that. No, man. God made you this way. Know that she who made you, she can take care of you and she can make you perfect again. Where imperfection exists, perfection is going to be installed again. If you got him and his power. If you know him and his power. Nothing else in this world can put you down. Even the earth go upside down. Nothing can touch you if the Christ is in you. Nothing. Did he say that Jonah, that the big fish took him inside and he take him out? Why? The grace of God. He did no shrimp. That's it. Take that. He presents in a way we can understand. We must know. When you see something is done, something created, he's a creator. Can't be done this thing just by thin air. But science, making the people to believe in a big bomb. Why? Because the negative works this way to our bodies, the name of God. Do you know what means God? Why they put the name God? Why they don't pick pop, song, be dumb, anyone else? Why?
Generator, operator, destroyer.
No. Clear. Omnipotent. Omnipresent. Omniscient divinity.
See.
And they don't say God. They say God. Take the Bible. And you see what this name of God, how kind vibrations produce. 40 billion vibrations per second. The word God produce. Take the Bible, take him out, every word of God. Raise him. You see there, no vibration. Why? Because it's nothing except the word God that contains inside. Take the Bible and get another paper and you put the word four times, the word God. You see, it's going to go to this way again. This is the power. We got tremendous power inside here. Power that you can't imagine. That's why Jesus said, if you have faith, you can say to the mountain, move! And he moved. What I do, not my own, he says. But the power of him who dwells in me, and you, and in everyone, he making us all together the same. The difference is that I find the Father, you didn't yet. That's what he said. He making parables. For the people, for the person he wants to drink water. Why he making this parable? What he want to mean with this thing? In the Bible they say the parable. What he want to mean this thing? No one of these, his works be explained the why. Finally the Bible says why he done this thing. Why he done this thing? Why he done this? Why he make the blind to see? Why he raised to death? Why this? Why that? No! Because everything you're doing, there is a why you're doing. You're doing it for a purpose, right? Anything you're doing with a purpose. But the purpose is important. Not the action. The purpose. He talk. They didn't understand me. Not the disciples, not anyone. They see a story. They write down what they see. But they don't know what is back of what they see. They never will. And that's why they make the Bible in this way, so people, they can understand. But this is true. Meant to be this way. So the truth can be hidden. And be only revealed to enlightenment and the few. The unknown. Not for the profane. You see how God works? In a different ways. When you read the Bible, you read the story. But if you be enlightened, you see every word there coming alive. This is the world we live today, in illusion. Do you see what you see around here in this earth? Is this thing what you see? The reality? Do you think that is the reality? No. Because the eyes are the negative eyes of the picture, of the camera. What takes the camera? The negative. Can you see anything in the negative? Just shadows. Right? You develop it. What do you see there? The whole beauty. So man sees with his eyes only limitation. When the eye, the inner eye, wake up and open, you can see everything in the way God created them and the way they function. If you see your body the way he functions, you're going to say, this is a marvelous machine.